Light shimmers downward through the blue expanse of a tropical underwater environment. An assortment of vibrant and shiny fish swim in a landscape of colorful coral and rock. Light from above silhouettes a school of fish as they swim together. The title appears, Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo. A dark-haired man in a snorkeling mask squeegees algae off the glass in front of him, revealing the underwater environment to be an aquarium. He works naked from the waist up. A crowd of people stare, aghast, from the other side of the glass. The man gapes. A view from behind reveals that he is completely nude.
Swim trunks are loaded with detergents and other hazardous chemicals that can be harmful to fish.
Two security guards march him down a hallway and throw him and his cleaning equipment outside. He remains naked but holds his clothes over his privates. Passersby stare as he gathers his things carefully as to not expose himself further. He shuffles away, covering his behind with a pool net. Now a bus pulls to a stop next to a beach boardwalk. The man, now in shorts and a t-shirt, gets off the bus, carrying the pool net in one hand and a bucket leaking water in the other. An old woman behind him slips and falls down the bus steps. The man walks down the sidewalk past a coffee shop. He enters a store with tropical fish painted on its windows. As he enters, the man notices an orange flyer on a bulletin board. It reads, Wanted, Malibu Beach Koi Pond Cleaner. Fish experience required. He tears it off the wall.
Hi, Allison.
A young blonde woman in a white crop t-shirt stands behind the counter. She flashes an annoyed look as the man sets his equipment down.
Just quit my job at the aquarium.
Heard you got fired.
Yeah. Aquarium's totally changed. Well, don't worry about me. I'll be fine. You know, I got a lot of great offers. You know, things are really starting to happen for me. I was thinking maybe later if you weren't doing it.
No.
I mean, if you're, when you're not working.
I don't think so.
He shifts, frowning.
Okay, I guess I'll just, you know, take some sea snails and be on my way.
Allison rolls her eyes, then climbs up steps behind an aquarium next to the counter. She bends over and reaches in with one arm.
No, a little lower. The ones on the bottom.
She nods and reaches farther in. As she does, her t-shirt dips in the water, exposing her breasts. He moves closer to the aquarium and ogles Allison's breasts through the wet t-shirt. Allison straightens, unaware of the wet circles on her t-shirt. She comes back to the counter and hands the man the bag of snails.
Have a good nipple.
He gathers his equipment and heads to the door. Allison watches with an indifferent look and counts the money. Outside an elegant, white building, the man approaches the entrance with his cleaning equipment. A high-end silver convertible sports car speeds into the parking lot. The man turns and gapes. A handsome, long-haired man drives the car. Beside him sits a buxom blonde woman in a short red dress. They pull to a stop in front of the building. The man stares open-mouthed as the couple kisses. The driver turns slowly and shoots the man a look. With a start, the man turns away. Now he approaches a door with the number 4 on it.
I have beautiful skin, baby. Get some olive oil, rub it all over you. We'll have a good time, huh?
He watches the couple with a sad look. The driver gives him a cocky look as the blonde pulls him into an apartment.
Let's get him out of there.
Now the man lifts a toilet seat and sticks a plunger in the bowl. A mother and her young son watch anxiously at the bathroom door. The boy holds a fishbowl in his arms. The man furrows his brow and looks back at the mother and son.
Antoine.
The woman raises her eyebrows and tightens her mouth. The man plunges rhythmically. Suddenly, the toilet spews water. The man grabs the fishbowl and a goldfish plops in.
Try to keep your goldfish in this bowl.
He gives the smiling boy the fishbowl. He grins at the mother.
If you like, I could stick around for a while.
Her smile drops.
Every kid needs a father.
The door slams on the man. He holds a single bill. Now he stands waist-deep in a koi pond wearing fishing waders. His stick breaks and he picks up the algae brush, examining it. A large fish jumps out of the water. Eyes fixed, he slowly wades over to the spot where the creature jumped. He bends over, his nose almost touching the water's surface. The fish jumps out and bumps him on the nose, knocking him into the pond and then attacks. The driver, Antoine, pulls him out.
What the hell are you doing?
There's a mongrel koi in there. It's the most dangerous of all goldfish.
Do you have any ice?
He holds his elbow.
Hey, shoes off, huh? Respect the 18th century Persian carpet.
The man, Deuce, kicks off his sandals. Something catches his attention.
Whoa, what are those?
Medieval weapons. I'm a collector.
The weapons hang on the wall.
They're worth twice as much if they've killed somebody.
Deuce looks at him with nervous realization and swallows.
I collect Canadian quarters. I got about six of them.
Deuce looks at him expectantly, but Antoine just stares. Deuce bites his lip.
Would you like anything to drink?
I wouldn't mind a glass of...
Deuce spots a large aquarium.
What is that? Is that a custom living color anti-glare retractable top tank?
I'm not sure.
It is. They assemble each one of these by hand. Whoa, Chinese tail bar lionfish. He's a beaut. That's an $800 fish.
Try a gram.
Well, then you overpaid.
Antoine angrily shoves a cup into Deuce's chest, then smiles broadly at his fish.
Hey, fishy. Hey, an Australian rainbow fish. You're not going to want to put him in there.
He drops it into the tank. The lionfish eats it.
God!
Women love it. They find it erotic when they eat each other. Excuse me for a second, huh? Let's make pee-pee.
Antoine goes into a bathroom and leaves the door ajar. Deuce looks toward the bathroom, his face a mixture of disgust and disbelief.
Antoine, hi. It's Regina. I'm flying in from Luxembourg tomorrow. I want you to be my driver. Swiss Air Flight 12. Is it still 3,500? See you. Ciao.
Antoine enters wearing gravity boots and shorts.
I finally figured out how you pick up all these gorgeous women.
How's that?
You're a limo driver.
He ties his hair back.
Sometimes I am.
So you just drive them back here and have sex with them?
If they pay me enough, yes.
What kind of limo service is that? Shouldn't you be taking them to fancy restaurants or the theater?
He leans towards Deuce.
I'm a gigolo.
A giga who?
Women pay me to give them pleasure.
Deuce's eyes widen. Antoine grabs a bar and flips up, attaching his gravity boots.
How'd you get that job?
Antoine hangs upside down.
I just kinda fell into it.
Deuce's mouth opens wide.
I'm gonna kill my guidance counselor.
Antoine does crunches. Now mothers push strollers down a sidewalk as kids play in front of an apartment building. Three policemen and a police dog wrestle a man to the ground as a group of bystanders scoot away. The exhaust of a graffitied city bus fills the air as it drives away. Deuce walks by two guys sitting on a couch on the sidewalk. He walks through an open gate and slides past a chained up dog.
Down, bad dog.
Carrying his equipment, he proceeds up a set of stairs. Deuce enters a small apartment with four connected fish tanks.
Guys, you miss me?
The tanks sit atop cinder blocks and wooden crates. An answering machine flashes double zeros and Deuce gives a disappointed look.
Well, there's been a slight delay in our move to the beach plan.
He pours bottled water into one of the tanks.
But don't worry.
He turns on the tap and brown water fills a glass. He drinks it.
It's gonna happen.
Outside Antoine's building, Deuce in waders steps carefully on the rocks around the pond.
Hey, fish guy!
Spinning around, Deuce falls backwards into the pond.
I think there's something wrong with my, big fish.
The lionfish lies still. Deuce examines it through a large magnifying glass. Putting a drop of liquid into a test tube, he pulls a sample of the tank water and adds it in.
pH is off. The nitrates are at a dangerous level. I can neutralize it.
Oh, hey, fishy.
They don't like that.
Deuce takes Antoine's fingers off the glass. Antoine shoots him a look.
I think our little friend has Malawi bloat.
What the hell is that?
It's a gill disorder.
Is it bad?
Deuce takes off his flashlight glasses.
Could be fatal.
But is he gonna make it?
He's in shock. I gave him some freeze-dried water fleas, but he's gotta wanna live. The next 48 hours are critical.
48 hours? But I gotta go to Switzerland for business. I'll be gone for 3 weeks.
Well, cancel it. You got a sick fish here, pal.
Hey, what about you, huh?
Sounds good, but I can't afford to go to Europe right now. My passport expired.
No. I mean, you can stay here and look after my fish, huh? No, I've got a full bar, huh? Digital television. You're on the beach.
I don't know. I,
As Deuce considers him, an attractive brunette in an unbuttoned shirt, bra, and short skirt comes out of the bedroom and kisses Antoine.
I would be honored to care for your fish.
Standing by a window and looking at the beach, Antoine holds a metal tube in his hand. He twists it, revealing a toothbrush inside. He smells the bristles, then twists it back together. He places it in a suitcase filled with other items.
Just remember, don't use my car, don't answer my phone.
No car, no phone. So I guess throwing a big beach party's out of the question. No.
He leans against the stand and it falls. Antoine somersaults over, catching the crossbow displayed on it.
This is a 14th century Hungarian crossbow.
He aims it at Deuce.
It has killed a king and changed the history of Europe. You mess up anything in my apartment, I'll shove it up your ass.
Have a good trip.
Deuce watches as Antoine gets into a cab. He pulls off his sunglasses and shoots Deuce a cross look as the cab pulls away. Deuce runs into Antoine's bedroom. He jumps, spins midair, and lands on his back on the large bed.
Women pay me to give them pleasure.
Smiling, Deuce looks to his left. Next to his head lies a used condom. With a garden bow rake, Deuce pulls the sheets off the bed. He wears rubber gloves and a bandana over his mouth and nose. In the kitchen, Deuce uses a pole to push the sheets into a large pot of boiling water. On the beach, Deuce jumps out of the crashing waves, arms up. Later, at the fish store.
I'm on the beach. I mean, I open up my window. I got sand blown in my face. I mean, it's that crazy. I'd love to show it to you sometime.
No.
You really owe it to yourself to see the...
No.
Hey!
An old lady waits in line.
Try to get late on your own time, pal.
Yeah, come on.
Deuce turns back to Allison.
I guess I'll just take some sea snails.
Allison heads to the sea snail tank.
You better give me some from the colder tank.
At Antoine's, Deuce eats and enters the living room. He notices three remote controls on a coffee table and sets down his plate. He picks them up, studying them. Selecting one, he presses a button on it. A small monitor pops out of the kitchen counter, showing a horse race. Deuce selects another remote and presses a button. A speaker lowers from the ceiling and stops, suspended. Deuce hits a button on the third remote. Behind him, the doors of a built-in entertainment center slide open, revealing a large screen TV, components, and speakers. Not noticing, Deuce presses another button. Remotes fly out of his hand as Deuce turns to see a pornographic movie playing on the TV. He shoots a nervous look behind him as he hits numerous buttons on the remote, pointing it at the TV. He keeps trying as he backs towards the door. He opens the door to a young girl in a scouting uniform.
Hi, would you like to buy some Girls of America cookies?
Batteries fall out of the remote.
Come back later.
Ew, what are you watching?
He grabs the batteries.
You're gross. You're a sick man, and I'm gonna tell.
Deuce points desperately.
How much?
Later, boxes of cookies cover the kitchen counter. Deuce approaches, holding a cheese sandwich. He puts the sandwich into a toaster next to the cookies. Wearing the gravity boots, Deuce grabs a stool and places it below the hanging bar. He reaches up and grabs a hold of the bar. Standing on the stool, he kicks his legs up and manages to hook the gravity boots. As he swings upside down, his arm knocks over the stool.
Great.
Smoke wafts from the toaster. Deuce looks over and sees the sandwich on fire. He crunches upwards but can only reach his knees. He tries again to no avail. Deuce starts to swing, flailing his arms as he tries to grab the giant aquarium, which is just out of reach. The fire spreads across the numerous cookie boxes on the counter. Finally, he grabs the top of the aquarium, feet still hooked on the swing. He adjusts his grip.
Hey, Deuce, it's Antoine. I just realized I don't know you that well. To be honest, it's freaking me out a little.
You just make sure you keep my apartment clean or you will die. Bye-bye.
Still hanging, Deuce manages to unhook one of the gravity boots. The aquarium starts to slide off the table. Deuce's eyes widen in terror. The aquarium tips over and smashes to pieces. Deuce's other gravity boot unhooks and he slams hard onto the ground. A shelving unit falls towards him but is stopped by the aquarium table. Deuce runs into the kitchen and blows on the fire. He grabs a bottle of champagne out of the fridge and sprays out the fire. Sliding across the slick surface littered with flopping fish, he grabs one and runs back into the kitchen. Later, the fish are in pitchers and bowls on the counter with filtration tubes blowing into each of them. Deuce carries the lionfish in a blender jar, which sits upon its motor base. He places it on the counter. He rests his head and his arms on the counter. Later, next to what remains of the aquarium base, Deuce talks with a blonde man.
$6,000?
I know. It sucks.
Neil, where am I going to get $6,000 in 3 weeks?
I don't know your budget. You may not want to blow your whole wad on this tank.
Neil walks behind Deuce.
I would.
Can I pay in installments?
No. I'm up to my bicep in it, if you know what I mean. I'm not trying to flip you over and do you dry here. Look, squat on it for a night and let me know.
Neil puts his hand on Deuce's shoulder. Deuce scowls at him. Sitting on the floor of Antoine's place, Deuce sucks water out of the carpet with a turkey baster. He pauses, looks at the mess on the floor around him, then continues. At night, the large moon peeks through the cloudy sky over the ocean. Inside, Deuce sleeps on the kitchen counter next to the lionfish in the blender. He wakes up and answers the phone.
What? Hello?
Hi. I've been staring at your number for hours. I got it from a friend.
I'm not really supposed to use this phone.
Why don't you come over? My address is 1235 Radford Way.
Actually, I've got a lot of work to do here still.
I'm naked.
His eyes widen. Deuce drives Antoine's convertible down deserted city streets. He parks it in front of an upscale house with the lights on inside. Inside, a beautiful woman in lingerie poses on a bed as Deuce enters, shirtless with suspenders attached to red briefs.
Now there's my little German tourist.
He wears a feathered fedora.
Is this it? Is this the whole outfit?
It's perfect.
The middle-aged woman looks at him. A camera hangs around his neck. He glances back, then moves into the room. He holds up a booklet and approaches the bed.
Guten Abend, Herr Fräulein.
Yes. Use the map. Use the map.
The woman sits up. Deuce gives her a look as he licks his finger and turns the page.
Wo ist der Statue of Liberty?
You should have stuck with the Turheins. Now you'll have to pay the penalty.
She moves to the edge of the bed.
No problem. Let me slip on a few of these babies.
Deuce takes out a roll of colored condoms and turns away from her. He turns, alarmed.
What was that?
She glances to the door.
I didn't hear anything. Now come here, you naughty little sightseer.
She pulls Deuce onto the bed on top of her. They kiss. Deuce looks at the door.
Wait a second, I definitely heard something.
Oh, that's just Woofy. He's been in there a while. Now you concentrate and stay in character.
The door handle jiggles.
Woofy, settle down. Now you just focus on your little wiener schnitzel.
The dog muzzle splinters a hole in the door.
I gotta get out of here.
A paw widens the hole.
Don't worry, he never gets all the way through.
Gnashing teeth thrust through.
Maybe you better go.
A large German shepherd breaks through. Deuce runs out another door.
Woofy has got to stop doing this to Mommy's friends. Yes, he does.
The woman comes out of the room.
He'll be all right for a while. Here, this is for you. It's all I could grab.
She slips money in his briefs.
Did I bring you pleasure?
Not really. You better haul ass.
Startled, Deuce leaves. Outside, still in costume, Deuce scrambles over the lawn to the car and gets in. He sits for a moment in the seat and then retrieves the money from his briefs. He unfolds a single bill.
$10?
He stares, blank-faced, then smiles.
Yeah!
The car spins its wheels and then peels away. In a nightclub, Deuce wears a patterned short-sleeve button-down as he makes his way through a crowded dance floor. Carrying a jacket over his shoulder, he steps to the beat and pumps his arms. Deuce makes his way to a bar and sits on a stool. He unfolds the $10 bill and holds it in front of him.
Martini, two olives.
Deuce looks ahead.
Martini, two olives.
He looks around.
Any ladies need some entertainment tonight?
He sees three transvestites and then spots an attractive blonde woman in the booth next to them. His eyebrows raise as he grins. A bartender in a pink shirt places a martini in front of Deuce, who starts to drink it.
$8.50.
Deuce spits the drink back into the glass and looks up.
$8?
And 50 cents.
Deuce gapes at the bartender.
Well, how much just for a plain cranberry juice?
$3.
I'll go for that.
Deuce sets down his martini as the bartender pours a cranberry juice. He sets it in front of Deuce.
There you go. That's $11.50.
Deuce sips the cranberry juice.
No. Perhaps you misunderstood me. I wish to cancel my original order of the martini and two olives and go for just the plain cranberry juice by itself for the $3. And I apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused you.
Perhaps you don't understand. If you don't pay me now, I'm going to take this swizzle stick. And I'll be shoving that right up your pee hole.
The bartender smiles as he brandishes a long blue swizzle stick.
So that was $11.50, right?
Right.
Okay, there's 10 and 6 quarters. And tell you what, I'll go work on your tip.
With both drinks, Deuce heads to the attractive blonde woman.
Je voudrais un bois.
As the waiter leaves her booth, Deuce steps up to it.
I couldn't help overhearing your Spanish.
It's French.
French. Nice people. May I?
No.
Deuce slides into the booth.
Excusez-moi. These leather seats. Would you like a martini or cranberry juice?
No.
Kind of celebrating tonight.
Deuce sips his cranberry juice.
Possible career change.
She nods, then looks away, rubbing her hands nervously.
I'm pretty excited about it.
She shoots him a look.
You want to get out of here?
Mid-drink, he looks up at her, swallows, and starts to leave.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She reaches for him.
I mean together.
She gives him a flirtatious look. Deuce, surprised, swallows hard and then sips the martini. At Antoine's, Deuce in socks and the woman in heels walk on a still-soaked rug.
What happened to the carpet?
Oh, it's one of those 18th century wet rugs.
As they move into the living room, the woman sets down her purse and takes off an earring. The woman grabs Deuce and kisses him.
Well, that's certainly appreciated.
She begins to unbutton his shirt.
Hey, whoa.
Deuce holds up his hands.
Maybe we should take care of a little business first.
If you prefer.
I don't have a set price or anything, but I have been getting $10.
She looks confused.
I'm sorry?
Well, that's my going rate. But I'm willing to negotiate.
That's funny. But the price is $500.
You're gonna pay me $500?
No, honey. You pay me.
She raises her eyebrows and nods.
Oh, I get it. This is some kind of role reversal. I'll play along with this.
Okay, $300, $400, $500. You're my hooker.
No, seriously, where's my $10?
Look, asshole. I didn't come all the way down here for nothing. Now give me my $500!
She pokes him.
You give me $10!
He pokes her.
$500! No!
She punches him in the stomach.
You pay me $10!
He punches her in the buttock. She whips off her wrap.
Nice.
She delivers a kick to his crotch. She knees him in the head, spins him around, and kicks him into the blinds. Deuce bounces off and flips over the couch to the floor. She flips acrobatically at him and kicks, which Deuce blocks with a pillow.
Is that all you got?
She kicks again. Deuce sails into and over a chair. Deuce grabs her bra band from behind, pulls it taut, then lets go. She stumbles across the room into a shelving unit.
$10!
The woman forward flips over the couch and lands in front of him. She jumps up and hovers midair in crane position. With one kick, she sends Deuce flying across the room into the wall of medieval weapons. He flops to the floor and she lands back on the ground. She plugs the blender with the lionfish into an outlet.
No! Please, don't!
$500, or the fish gets it.
Let's talk about this!
With Deuce on his knees, the woman spots something to her left. She sets the blender down and picks up a picture of Antoine. She looks at it and then at Deuce, her eyes widening.
Why do you have a picture of Antoine?
Well, this is his place. I'm watching his fish for him.
Her eyes grow large as she looks around. She sets the picture down and takes off her shoes.
Please, don't tell him about the shoes, huh?
Barefoot, the woman walks off and exits the apartment. Deuce's shoulders drop. Day. Palm trees rise high against the cloudy blue sky above Antoine's elegant building complex. Inside Antoine's place, Deuce glues together pieces of broken aquarium glass. A thin man in a pork pie hat surveys the apartment.
Excuse me. Can I help you?
Oh, my God. I'm looking at a dead man. You know, Claire told me that Antoine's place was messed up, but I had no idea.
Claire?
The hooker you ass punched.
That was a misunderstanding. And I intend to have everything fixed by the time Antoine gets back. I'm just a little strapped for cash right now.
Maybe there's something we could work out. Claire mentioned that you dabble in harlotry.
I'm sorry?
You a man whore.
Well, I tried that for a couple of hours.
See this ring? Topaz. That's my mother's birthstone. Got that from man whore. See this keychain? That's right. Mini yo-yo. Know I got the money for that?
Manhorn?
Stock market. I got the money for the stock market. From Manhorn. And representing manhores like yourself.
He touches Deuce's shoulder.
So you're a pimp?
TJ don't consider himself no pimp. More of a male madam.
Deuce stares confusedly.
That wasn't too well thought out.
The lionfish.
Look at this proud fish. It's like a coyote. King of the jungle. It's like Antoine. He don't need no pimp.
They move to a royal blue fish.
And look at this mid-level fish here. Works hotels, conventions, senior centers. I represent several man whores at this level of the game.
They move to a sucker fish.
And look at this little fella. At the bottom trying to get busy with the scuba man. You know, if you work hard and listen to me, this could be you.
Well, thanks, but I already have a job. I clean fish tanks.
You ever make $150 cleaning fish tanks?
$150?
Yeah. Fish ain't gonna pay for all this.
Deuce surveys the damaged apartment.
I don't know.
You know, Antoine's got a bad temper. Remember once I dropped a cigar ash on his rug? He made me pick it up with my anus.
Deuce swallows hard.
Well, maybe I could do a couple of jobs. Just to get this place fixed up.
TJ turns him around and looks down at his backside. He moves in a little closer, lifts the back of Deuce's shirt, and places both hands on his buttocks. Deuce raises his eyebrows.
We got a lot of work to do.
In a hair salon with TJ, Deuce's hair is in curlers. He wears a worried expression. Later, Deuce grins happily, sporting shoulder-length hair and a tight perm. He looks to TJ for approval. TJ just looks away. Deuce's smile fades. Now, TJ gestures with a finger to proceed. A lady rips a waxing strip from Deuce's right buttock. She spreads wax on his left buttock. TJ gestures with his finger again, and she rips. TJ winces, closing his eyes. Now he gestures a circle with his finger. The esthetician squints questioningly. He repeats the gesture. She squints again. TJ spreads his hands apart and then wipes the space in between with two fingers. He gives her a knowing look. She shrugs and gets to work. A worried look on Deuce's face turns to anguish. Yeah! Ladies in the salon jump. A person sitting outside looks to the front door. Later.
You a man whore now.
He straightens Deuce's jacket.
I'm so proud.
Thanks, TJ.
Now remember, it's business.
They stand at a door.
Never, ever fall in love.
He grabs Deuce's shoulders. TJ uses a door knocker and then quickly runs down the steps to his car, leaving Deuce at the front door of a white mansion. Deuce pushes open the door and peeks in. Seeing an empty foyer, he slides inside, closing the door behind him. He takes a few steps on the checkerboard-patterned floor.
I'm upstairs!
He stops and looks up, then starts toward the stairs. Deuce passes a red stair lift chair with gold fringe as he moves up the large staircase. Once on the landing, he pauses, takes off his jacket, and, holding it with a finger, flips it over his shoulder.
Okay, Deuce. Don't fall in love.
Deuce enters a room through a set of large double doors. As he saunters in, he slowly surveys the space. He grins slightly as his gaze continues around the room. Suddenly, he recoils and drops his jacket.
I know what you're thinking.
A large masculine woman lies atop a bed.
You're thinking those are the biggest boobies you've ever seen.
Can I please use your phone?
I'm not your average woman. I like sex, and I'm not afraid to admit it.
Deuce winces as the woman holds up her finger.
Excuse me, I just had pudding an hour ago.
Dear God.
You ever park your bicycle in an airplane hangar?
I'm sorry?
You ever thrown a toothpick into a volcano?
What?
Oh, nothing. Just making idle chit-chat.
She pulls out a sandwich.
Are you comfortable?
Actually, no.
Ooh, I'm sweating. You're getting me all hot. You don't like my hair, do you?
I think there's been a mistake.
Did you say steak?
No, mistake.
Oh, see, now you got me all excited.
Look, I'm gay.
Well, how gay are you?
Very, very gay. You must have dialed a very gay escort service.
Oh, shit. See, sometimes my fingers swell up and I can't cleanly hit the numbers. They should make a phone for full-figured girls.
They should.
So, what do?
The woman licks her lips and rubs her large leg. Later, they sit together.
Oh, yeah. Cakes and pies.
Deuce reads from a card.
Okay, which pie has the most sugar?
Peach cobbler.
You win again. It's 4-1.
Well, fast food trivia is my game, honey.
At a restaurant, TJ slides an envelope to Deuce.
I must tell you, nobody has ever pleasured jumping the slut. Yo, Deuce, you have a way of satisfying a woman that would sicken a normal man.
I can't do this anymore.
You must have a magical mangina.
Huh?
Mangina. It's a professional term we man-whores use to describe our he-pussy.
I'm not one of your man-whores. Okay, I quit.
You ungrateful he-bitch. How about I get Antoine on the phone in Switzerland and tell him how you redecorated his poon palace?
I'm not an ungrateful he-bitch. Just give me a minute to think here.
A blonde man in sunglasses peeks at them from behind a menu. Deuce puts a hand on TJ's phone, then leaves the table. Inside the restaurant, Deuce walks through the dining area. Inside the restroom, Deuce zips up and makes his way to the sinks. A restroom attendant with gray hair and beard wearing a jacket and bow tie turns on the faucet and pumps soap into Deuce's hand.
Thanks.
He hands him a towel.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Hey, Dad, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, what's that, son?
Do you think it's wrong for a man to accept money from a woman to, you know, show her a good time?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that this morning. The idea of a man whore is a relatively new idea.
As a man enters, Deuce's dad grabs a small bottle.
Cologne?
No, thanks.
These women are looking for something more than just sex. They want romance.
What do you mean?
Well, it was like when I met your mom. God rest her soul. I didn't have so much as a toilet to clean. Still, I wasn't going to pay her a dime for sex, no matter what she was charging.
What?
Well, your mom could have had any man she wanted in that strip club. And this being my first time in Bangkok, I was looking for a good time myself.
You met Mom where?
Oh, it's not important. The thing is, she saw something in me. Beyond the 200 baht. A man with an eye for adventure, who wasn't afraid to risk it all.
Dad, are you saying that...
Deuce pats the towel to his forehead, then looks toward the noisy stall.
So we took all her $1 bills off the stage, said goodbye to that donkey. And 2 days later, we were man and wife. And we were happily married. Long time.
So do you think I should be more of a risk taker?
Worked for me.
Thanks, Pops.
The man exits the restroom. Deuce's dad walks over to the stall and looks in.
Well, son?
He gives a small smile.
Looks like I've got some work to do.
He throws a towel over his shoulder and enters the stall. Back at TJ's table.
You got yourself a man whore.
Mommy!
Outside a tall two-story house, Deuce trots up the steps. Wearing a silky shirt and black slacks, he knocks on the door and looks back. He turns to an extremely tall lady, head out of the frame, standing in the doorway.
Is Tina here?
Yes.
I'm Deuce Bigelow, her date.
I get my things.
She goes back inside. Deuce's face drops and his eyebrows furrow. Later, they walk together down a sidewalk.
I love this place. Where are you from again?
Norway.
Freak!
I hear great things about it.
Holy shit, it's Bigfoot!
So how'd you end up here?
I had a pituitary gland procedure at UCLA Medical Center, and I just fell in love with the people here.
Hey, keep it in the circus!
You know, this place has gone way downhill. What do you say we go somewhere else?
That's a huge bitch!
Inside her place, Deuce sits in a chair, feet dangling.
I'm sorry about what those people said. You should be able to go on all the rides.
Tina moves to Deuce, takes his cup, and sets it down.
I had a really great time, but I should go.
She picks him up.
Easy! Easy!
She carries him to her bedroom and throws him on the bed.
Wait!
With one swipe, she strips him to his boxers.
Wait, I know what we can do!
She reaches for his face. He flips over.
Give me a second to think here!
She pulls at his boxers as he fights to keep them on.
Oh, yeah.
Later, Tina lies in bed under the sheets. One of her legs extends out from the sheets, and Deuce massages her foot, which is bigger than his head. He squirts more oil into his hand.
Oh, no one has ever touched my feet before.
Deuce nods in her direction and continues the massage. Later, Deuce leaves Tina's. He wears a purple basketball top with the name Tina on the front. It looks like a knee-length dress. The blonde man in sunglasses steps in front of Deuce.
Deuce Bigelow. Detective Fowler, LAPD.
He flashes his badge.
I want to ask you a few questions about Antoine LeCompte. Known gigolo. Male prostitute.
I'm just taking care of his fish.
Fowler grins and nods.
I bet you are.
He grabs Deuce's shirt.
You make me sick. You're gonna stand there and tell me that gigantic woman didn't just pay you to have sex with her?
No.
Well, let me tell you something, mister. I could sleep at night because I make a decent, God-fearing, honest living.
I'm sure you do, but there's nothing I can tell you.
Well, I think there is.
He unzips his fly.
What do you think of this?
Deuce recoils.
You think I can get anything for it? You know, money?
I don't know.
Yeah, you think I'm a loser, don't you?
No, I don't.
Well, maybe I am a loser, but I'm a loser who can bust your ass. You tell Antoine, I'm gonna nail him.
Fowler looks down, zips up, and walks away. Deuce's shoulders fall as he exhales deeply. Deuce pulls up to an apartment building in Antoine's silver car. He looks around warily as he stands at an intercom. He holds a slip of paper and punches buttons.
Hello?
Is this Ruth?
Yeah, I'll be right down. God damn it!
He recoils in the car.
Nice day, huh?
Yeah.
Ruth wears glasses.
Shove it up your ass!
Deuce winces and steers the car into oncoming traffic and back. His eyes dart back and forth.
Jeez, you okay?
I'm sorry. I have Tourette's syndrome, and it causes me to have these uncontrollable outbursts.
It's not so bad.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, you get used to it. Ball sweat! Anus! Anus liquor!
She sticks out her tongue.
You know, there are some places I can't go. Nipple biter!
She gnashes her teeth.
What are you talking about? You barely notice it.
He looks away, eyes widening.
Scrotum! Sperm face!
They stop at an intersection.
I just can't go near places like churches. Vulva! Elementary schools. Jizz trap!
A car stops next to them.
Pretty much anywhere. Sorry! Dildo! Big titties!
An elderly couple sits in the car.
Shit whore!
Hey, let's put the top up. I'll put on the air conditioning.
Deuce activates the power windows as Ruth looks down.
You probably want to take me home, don't you?
No.
Deuce looks at Ruth. Suddenly, his eyes widen.
Hey, I got an idea.
He twitches a smile. At a baseball park, Deuce and Ruth sit in the stands.
I'm nervous. There's a lot of people here.
Don't worry.
Crap muncher!
Several people look at Ruth.
I know! He was definitely safe! Hey, what do you think about the other team?
Assholes!
Right! And their pitcher. I mean, stop stalling and throw it already!
Bull hair! Bull hair!
Yeah, bull hair! What we need is a strike hair! That other team's a bunch of high-priced babies!
Whores!
Yeah!
People look at Ruth and clap. On the field, a batter is thrown out at first base.
They called him out!
Scrotum liquor!
Yeah, liquor!
Piss ice! Piss ice! Piss ice!
The crowd join Deuce and Ruth as they stand and chant, arms pumping in the air. At Antoine's, Deuce and TJ sit in the hot tub.
Deuce, you the best he-bitch in my man stable. If I had two more manginas like you, I'd be a millionaire.
TJ, I think I'm gonna get out.
Sit down. This next date is what we man pimps call a doozy.
What's wrong with this one?
Nothing.
Have you seen her? What is she, 80? Hunchback?
He eats a sandwich.
She just got out of college. Some of her girlfriends pitched in to get her a little beefcake. She thinks it's a blind date.
It's a guy, isn't it?
TJ looks thoughtful.
I don't think so. But I have been fooled before.
Deuce flashes him a disgruntled look. He looks down and finds a tomato slice from TJ's sandwich on his chest. He peels it off and hands it to him. TJ takes it and eats it. Now Deuce enters a restaurant, wearing a blue jacket and a big smile. An older woman with an eye patch waves in his direction. He leans forward, smile dropping. She waves excitedly as Deuce reluctantly moves to her table.
You must be Kate.
She ignores him.
Excuse me, waiter!
Yes.
A waiter moves in front of Deuce. Deuce looks over at a pretty blonde woman waving at him. He gapes and heads over to her table. She smiles as he stands in front of her.
I'm Kate.
Are you sure?
I think so.
I'm sorry, you're just not what I expected.
Her smile fades.
Really?
No. I mean, in a good way.
Deuce sits.
They didn't say you were so perfect.
Perfect.
Her smile returns.
So Sally and Megan didn't tell me a lot about you.
Who?
He gives a confused look.
Oh, right. Well, I clean tankers. I'm sorry, I'm still kind of shocked. I mean, you're really normal.
Thank you.
She smiles.
My last couple of dates have been horrible.
You've fixed up on a lot of blind dates.
Only recently. How about you?
This is my first. I hope this place is okay.
Are you kidding? It's terrific.
Deuce turns and sees a hand holding down a live pufferfish.
Oh, God.
Are you okay?
Is this one of those,
It's a sushi bar. Are you allergic?
You can say that.
The chef grabs a knife.
That's a dog-faced pufferfish over there. He's not even fully matured yet. He's a teenager, for crying out loud.
Kate addresses the chef.
Sumimasa. Kudasai. Can I ask you to stop that, please?
He nods. Hey. Later, they walk on a pier next to an amusement park. She wears his jacket.
I don't see how it could possibly be pleasurable for a woman. I just don't think it's natural. You're not supposed to go up there. To tell you the truth, I don't know how men do it either.
You're not curious? Just to try something new?
I'm just not into it.
So space exploration is definitely out for you?
Definitely. I mean, more power to any woman who wants to be an astronaut. I just wouldn't do it. Frankly, I'd rather take it up the butt.
Deuce soberly considers and nods. They approach a railing and stop.
So you think this is a good spot?
They meet each other's gaze.
Perfect.
They smile and look out across the water.
Life's funny, huh? Some pretty close calls.
I wonder if he knew how close he came to the end.
Oh, he knew.
They both look down.
I bet he never thought he'd be held by such a lovely woman.
Deuce.
Kate smiles sweetly.
You're embarrassing me in front of our new friend.
She holds up the pufferfish in a bag of water. Together, they open it and pour the fish over the railing. They look down to the water.
That was a really nice thing you did tonight.
Deuce looks at her earnestly.
Too bad it's a freshwater fish.
Her face drops.
I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
Outside her apartment, Kate unlocks her door. She turns around, removes his jacket from her shoulders, and hands it back to him.
Good night.
Good night.
Kate goes inside. He turns, folding his jacket over his arm. He considers and shakes his head with a smile as he walks away. As he approaches Antoine's car and opens the door, Detective Fowler steps up and slams it shut. He's in Deuce's face.
You got yourself an interesting little evening. Just taking care of his fish, huh? She looks like a nice catch.
It was a first date.
Listen up, man, whore. I ought to bust you right now.
We just had sushi.
Sushi? Is that what they call it nowadays? Well, I'm hip to your man horse slang. All right, fine. Why don't I just go have a little chat with your spicy tuna roll, huh?
Look, no, don't!
Deuce grabs Fowler's arm. He stops and shoots him a look.
All right. Okay, Deuce. No problem, baby. Relax. Maybe I'll even let this one slide for some information. Like Antoine's black book. You know, the one with his list of clients.
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, yeah. You know anything about this?
He unzips his fly and reaches in.
You see that red spot over there? That wasn't there this morning. I checked. You know what it is?
Maybe it's a rash, something you got from jogging. How the hell do I know? Get it away from me.
Maybe you're right. You got 3 days, Bigelow.
Fowler shoots Deuce an angry look as he zips up and walks away. Daytime. In the hot tub, TJ licks an ice cream cone as he listens to Deuce.
TJ, I really like this girl. Deuce, don't be falling in love with no she, John. You're in it for the money. Antoine will be back pretty soon. Apartment ain't gonna pay to fix itself.
I know. Hey, there's been this detective following me.
Goddamn, white boy!
He drops the cone.
You didn't tell him nothing about me, did you?
No, but what should I do?
TJ fishes the cone out of the water.
About what?
He licks it.
About the cop.
You stop mentioning the damn cops. Don't make me he bitch man slap you.
TJ crushes the cone, drops it, and eats some of the floating ice cream. Later, Deuce trots up the steps of a Cape Cod-style house. A cute woman with long hair answers the door.
Hi. I'm Deuce Bigelow, your man whore for this evening.
Hi, I'm Carol.
Her eyes shut and she falls backwards. Deuce stares at a bowling alley.
I have narcolepsy. It's a sleeping disorder. It isn't the worst thing you could ever have. I'm just not allowed to fly an airplane or drive a car or work in a gun range.
Yeah.
Bowling ball in hand, Carol turns to the lane. She approaches the foul line, arms swinging. At the point of release, the ball stays in her hand, pulling her body forward onto the lane. Her ball releases, rolling a strike. Deuce stands with his palms out in front of him and goes over to the scoring machine. A red X flashes on screen. In a restaurant booth.
This is such a treat. I've always wanted to try soup, but there's the fear of drowning.
Carol sits in front of a large white bowl. Her long hair is tied to wall decor behind her. She falls forward. Her hair pulls taut and her chin hovers over the soup. Deuce eats his salad. At Carol's, he watches her climb stairs.
I really had fun.
Are you gonna be okay?
I'll be fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Good night.
Deuce exits and shuts the door behind him. He stops, turns, and sees the front door shutter. Deuce grabs the door handle, but it's locked. He turns around, looks uneasily both ways, and leaves. At Antoine's, Neil directs two men carrying aquarium glass with obscene gestures with his mouth, hands, and arms. Deuce sits on the floor, aiming three blow dryers at the carpet. At Jabba's, Deuce runs down the stairs and she follows. At Antoine's, TJ slides an envelope to Deuce, who pulls out some money. Sitting on the kitchen counter, Deuce scrubs at a scorch mark on the cabinet. Standing at a giraffe exhibit, Tina hands some money to Deuce. Her head is out of frame. He pockets the money and they put their arms around each other. At Kate's, Deuce holds an aquarium. Inside, coral letters spell Kate.
Come on.
At a club.
You can dance?
Carol shakes her head glumly. Deuce reveals a football helmet from behind his back. Carol smiles. Wearing the helmet, Carol swing dances with Deuce among the bustling crowd. Now, Deuce and Kate laugh and walk on a beach, arms around each other. Back at Jabba's, Deuce coaxes her back up the stairs. She follows, using her hands on the steps. Deuce and Kate hold hands in front of a large aquarium. In the hot tub, TJ pulls a soaked wad of money from out of his shorts and hands it to Deuce, who takes it. Reaching for a chip, TJ knocks a bowl of nachos into the water. At Kate's place, Deuce hands her flowers and enters.
Deuce.
You look great.
Thanks.
A woman sits on a stool.
I want you to meet my roommate.
Who's there? Kate? I hear someone.
It's just me and my friend.
Are you sure? I hear three people.
You're the third person.
Oh, okay.
She's newly blind. She's still getting adjusted.
Deuce nods.
Brigida, this is Deuce.
Brigida pets a slipper.
I think there's something wrong with Cassie.
Oh, honey.
Kate grabs the slipper.
This isn't Cassie. There she is.
Kate sets a cat on her lap.
Oh, there you are.
It's nice to meet you.
Hi.
Brigida looks in the wrong direction, now on a beach.
To try it for the first time, you're pretty happy with the results.
I've never met a hair transplant technician before.
A man rushes by them. They watch as he frantically heads to a portable toilet and goes inside. Deuce tilts his head back.
Oh, man. I forgot. It's my dad's birthday.
Let's go see him.
He's working.
So, what does he do?
Deuce cocks his head.
He's in the restaurant industry.
Inside the restaurant, Kate sits as Deuce walks over with his dad.
Kate, I'd like you to meet my dad. Bob Bigelow. Bob, Kate.
Bob takes her hand.
Hi.
Son, I'm very proud of you. She is a lovely young lady.
Bob sits near her.
Thank you. It's so nice to meet you.
Deuce sits.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Well, we should probably be going.
Deuce.
Deuce stands abruptly.
Dad probably has a lot of paperwork to do.
Oh, the paper is completely stocked. I've got plenty of time to get more acquainted with the woman who's made my boy so happy.
We got you a cake. Deuce said it's your favorite. We had to go to a Filipino bakery to get it.
You didn't.
Bob opens a box.
You did? Raspberry babinka? Oh, you shouldn't have. My wife, God rest her soul, used to make this all the time. You would have liked her. Bangkok Betty. She had the most amazing mouth. You paid for our honeymoon.
Her eyes open wide.
Well, we should probably be going.
Deuce, it's your dad's birthday.
Deuce sits slowly. A man in a suit approaches.
Hi, Bob. We have an overflowing toilet in the ladies' bathroom. There is shit everywhere. It's a real mess. You think you can get in there and take care of that for me?
No worries, Vic. Right on it. I'd like to meet my son's girlfriend, Kate.
Kate, nice to meet you.
You too.
Hi, Deuce. So could you get in there, Bob? I mean, I got a party at 10 coming in, and I am up to my ankles in human crap. It's a real stink fest back there.
Sure.
Bob removes his watch and stands.
Looks like I better get back to work. It's a pleasure meeting you, dear. It warms my heart just being in your presence.
Thank you.
See you, son.
Deuce moves to the seat where Bob was sitting and watches his dad.
See, my dad's one of those guys. He likes to be involved in every facet
it's
of the
okay.
business. There's no problem too small or too big. I mean, they come to him for everything.
Deuce, it's all right.
Kate gives a reassuring nod.
It's not his restaurant.
He gives an apologetic look.
My dad's not even a waiter. He's the men's room attendant. I'm sorry.
Don't be silly. You know what my dad does? He's an aeronautical engineer.
Deuce keeps a steady gaze on Kate, who looks thoughtfully to the side. In a bathroom stall, Bob, jacket off, plunges a toilet. Kate stands behind him holding the cake with one lit candle.
Bob?
Bob turns, sees Kate, and stands up.
Want to blow out your candle?
He leans forward and blows it out. He smiles warmly. He eagerly plunges his fingers into the cake, rips off a piece, and shoves it into his mouth.
Now that's good, babinka.
Kate's smile fades as her eyes move to the stall. Bob licks cake off his fingers. Later, Deuce pulls up in front of Kate's building.
Really nice time tonight.
I find that hard to believe.
She rolls her eyes slightly but never drops her smile. They look at each other.
I've never met anyone like you.
Good.
Kate shifts in her seat.
I have to see you again.
When we go inside, try to be quiet so we don't wake up Brigida.
His mouth opens. They enter, locked in a passionate kiss. They stumble down the hallway, knocking into a stack of boxes. They move into Kate's bedroom, still kissing. Next to her bed, Deuce slides off Kate's sweater as she pulls his shirt over his head. He reaches up and pulls a chain light switch from the ceiling fan. It comes off, dangling in his hand.
Let me get the light.
Deuce points at the light and jumps up, but can't reach it.
Hang on, I'm right back. I'll be right back.
He goes into the kitchen where Cassie the cat sits on a stool. He grabs it and Cassie jumps off. Deuce sets the stool under the ceiling fan, climbs up, and turns off the light.
You are good.
Kate sits in bed, legs under the covers. Deuce takes off his shoes while still on the stool. He comes down and quickly takes off his pants. He jumps on the bed, facing her.
Hi.
Hi.
Deuce moves in for kisses, but Kate pulls back hesitantly.
Are you all right?
She wears a serious look.
I need you to be okay with something.
What?
I'm okay with everything.
Deuce, there may be things about me that you don't like.
I like everything about you.
I mean...
He continues kissing her.
Physically.
So you're taller than me. Big deal. I'll get over it.
It's not that.
Deuce looks at her.
What?
If you were to find out something about me and my body that was maybe a little different than what you were used to, would that be okay?
There could be nothing on your body that I wouldn't like. What are you talking about?
They lock eyes.
What, do you got, like six toes or something? I can live with that.
Deuce, I have to tell you. I have a...
With his finger over her lips, Deuce gives Kate a seductive look. He moves in for a kiss. She relents, and they fall backward onto the bed. Deuce kisses her neck, chest, and stomach as he moves down the bed. Kate wears a big smile and touches him on the head. Lifting her left leg, Deuce leaves a trail of kisses down her thigh, knee, and shin. Kate, still smiling, closes her eyes. After an extended kiss on her foot, he jerks his head to her. Kate's eyes dart to the side as Deuce kisses down her right leg. Her leg comes off in his hands.
Oh my God, I'm sorry!
I tried to tell you!
No, it's my fault! I shouldn't have pulled it so hard!
If you want to leave, I completely understand.
I don't want to leave? I'm sorry I had that reaction. I got a lot of things going on in my life recently, and they all sort of culminated when your leg fell off. I came off. I mean, disconnected.
Just get out.
Oh, my God.
Please leave.
Deuce follows as Kate hops into the bathroom.
Kate!
Her leg still in hand, Deuce knocks with it.
I'm sorry.
Just go home.
Don't I have a say in this?
Hand me my leg.
She reaches for it.
Then will you come out and talk?
I don't know.
He hands the leg to her. Deuce stands at the door. Kate speaks through the partly open door.
Are you sure you want to stay?
Yes, but only if you come out of there.
She opens the door a little more.
I need to know how you feel about all this.
The same as I did an hour ago.
He opens the door.
When I thought to myself, I'm the luckiest guy in the world to be with her leg. With you.
They embrace. Kate's real leg lifts off the floor and curls around the back of her prosthetic one, rubbing up and down. The aquarium with Kate in white coral sits on a table near the darkened bedroom window. A pair of goldfish swim inside it. Now sunlight shines through the window and aquarium. Kate sleeps next to Deuce. He opens his eyes. A tranquil smile spreads across his face. In a medical office, a doctor injects a syringe into a patient's forehead, who then lies face down.
Is this normal? My face is numb.
It's perfectly normal in hair replacement surgery. The local anesthetic has numbed the major nerves in your face, just like at the dentist.
The doctor puts a chisel to the back of the man's head. Kate smiles, elsewhere.
You're Kate's best friends, and I know your opinions mean a lot to her. And I'd like to get really serious with her.
Four girls glare.
You're a prostitute.
Not anymore. And it's man whore. Anyway, I just quit. I mean, Kate's the one for me.
Listen, you were only supposed to go out with her one night, show her a good time, and then get the hell out of her life.
You know she's not normal. She's not like other girls.
You know what her problem is? Friends like you. She's perfect. She's kind, she's sweet, she's funny, and she likes me. Now, I came here to give you your money back. The money you paid a stranger to have sex with your friend.
He throws down the money and exits the sorority house.
Hey! You stay away from her, man whore!
Fowler blocks him.
Hiya, Deuce. Well, your 3 days are up, lover boy. So where's Antoine's black book?
I've looked everywhere.
Listen, punk, you are aiding and abetting a known criminal. Do the initials T and J mean anything to you?
Turkey jizz?
You better show some respect, or I'm gonna rip that little pleasure-giving tongue of yours right out of your head. One more thing.
His pants fall.
I was at the precinct, and I really had to use the John. And it's pretty filthy in there, and I was in kind of a hurry. I didn't have enough time to use one of those, you know, paper-ass gaskets. You know, I was doing my business, and something splashed up on me, you know, all over. What do you do in situations like that? You think I'll be all right?
I think you're pretty safe.
I better be.
Fowler sneers in Deuce's face. Then he bends over, pulls up his pants, and hurries away. TJ sits poolside.
Ugly is not a problem for this guy. My man would stick his dick in the heat monkey.
All right, I'll let you later.
A boombox sits next to him. Deuce approaches.
What up, Deucey?
Deuce sits in a chair next to TJ.
You should know that cop won't leave me alone.
TJ turns off the boombox.
What about the cop?
He's been asking questions.
Goddamn, white boy.
Anyway, it doesn't matter to me anymore. I'm quitting.
What about Antoine's apartment?
I'm gonna get the rest of the money the old-fashioned way.
You gonna steal it?
Deuce gives a glum look and stands.
See, TJ.
He pats him and leaves. As Kate opens her door, Deuce's smile fades. She grimaces and slams the door. It hits him in the face.
I just quit. I'm never doing it again.
You lied to me.
Listen, please, it's not what you think.
You were paid to go out with me.
Deuce looks down and slumps back against the wall. Kate shuts herself in the bathroom. In the kitchen, Brigida holds a frying pan.
You want breakfast?
Kate!
Just go away. I never want to see you again.
Me neither.
Brigida cracks an egg over an open burner.
I'm sorry.
Deuce holds both hands against the bathroom door. He slowly backs away. Back in the kitchen, Brigida cracks another egg. This one lands on Cassie the cat. In a restaurant, Deuce works under a tank. A waiter pulls a lobster out of it, dripping the water onto Deuce, who winces. In front of a window display, Deuce stares as a woman fits a leg onto a mannequin. In her kitchen, Kate leans against a post, eyes unfocused. Behind her, Brigida empties a dishwasher. She shoves a plate through a cabinet's glass. In a bathroom, Deuce plunges a toilet as a woman and a little girl with a fishbowl watch. Water shoots up and Deuce grabs the fishbowl. He catches a piece of excrement. He hands the girl the fishbowl. The woman holds out money, but Deuce waves it off as he exits. At the restaurant, Bob pours money from his tip plate into Deuce's reluctant hands. His face in anguish, Deuce falls into Bob's comforting embrace. Bob pats him on the back. At Antoine's with Neil, Deuce counts his money.
I'm 1,500 short. Isn't there anything else you can do?
Listen, I came all over the place, down from 6 grand. This is a custom hand job.
Let me pay you monthly.
The last time I didn't get the money up front, I got the big stiffy.
Deuce looks at the phone. He answers it.
Hello?
What the hell are you doing picking up my phone?
I found the coral you wanted.
If you're doing anything close to what I disapprove of in my apartment, I will kill you.
Hola, senor.
Rip your veins out one by one.
No hable inglés.
Murder!
Hasta luego.
I will kill you.
Deuce slams down the receiver.
Hey, Antoine, it's Elaine. I really need to see you again. Same price, same place.
Deuce picks up and turns to Neil.
I'll have the money.
Hi. This isn't Antoine, but maybe we can work something out.
In a hotel room, Deuce walks past a table of fruit and champagne. A woman in a cocktail dress sits on a bed, her back to him.
Hi.
The attractive brunette looks over her shoulder seductively. She stands and moves toward him. Deuce blinks and gapes. The woman tosses her purse on the floor. Her wallet falls out.
I'm Deuce.
She undoes his belt, slides it off, and tosses it. Then she pulls off his pants and starts to unbutton his shirt. She looks at him lustfully as she takes off his shirt. Deuce's eyes roll up as he lets her. She looks down at his body. Deuce closes his eyes.
Stop.
Why?
You don't want to have sex.
Yes, I do.
She looks down.
I think we both do.
Deuce's shirt hangs off his erection. He quickly reaches down and covers up.
Don't you find me attractive?
She smiles.
Are you kidding? You're one of the hottest women I've ever seen.
She reaches for his crotch.
Easy, easy. I just can't do this. I'm head over heels for a girl. We're going through a rough time, me being a man whore and all. But I know it's gonna work out because I love her.
She nods and swallows.
Well, she's the lucky girl.
She looks at his crotch, then up.
At least emotionally. My guy used to be like that.
Hey.
She hangs her head.
Hang in there.
Deuce bumps her arm with his fist.
Things have a way of working out.
She considers as Deuce slips on his pants. He walks toward the exit. She puts her hands on her waist.
Hey, where are you going?
He stops and looks over his shoulder at her.
Well, I thought we talked and you understood.
I understand. But the fact is, I still paid for your services.
Well, what did you have in mind?
Now he presses a button on a boombox. Wearing only studded black briefs, Deuce turns to the woman. She waits. Deuce starts to sway. Her eyes widen and she nods. He swings at her sexily. Deuce lifts himself onto a piano and straightens his legs. He wiggles his buttocks in front of her. She slaps him and he turns, wagging a finger at her. He puts a lamp down in the center of the room. Seated, she gestures, twirling a finger. Deuce swings around the lamppost. She licks her lips. Pulling the lamp with him, Deuce falls to the ground. He jumps back up. On the bed, Deuce claps and shimmies. She bites her lip and moves her shoulders. He falls back on the bed and springs off the end. She rubs her leg as Deuce grinds atop a glass table. He stands over her on top of the couch. She stares up at him, breathing heavily. She pulls down the bottom of his briefs and then lets go. He almost falls. He jumps off the couch in pain, a hand on his behind. Smiling sheepishly, she gives him a shrug. Later, the woman fixes her hair as Deuce finishes dressing. He squats down to pick up her purse and wallet. He flips it open to reveal a picture of her with Detective Fowler. He turns it. The name on her driver's license reads Elaine Fowler. Deuce stares at the wallet, then looks over at her. Later, they walk out of an elevator.
Exhausting.
Oh, God, you're amazing. Are you kidding?
Kate steps in front of them. She looks at Elaine, then at Deuce, his mouth open. She slaps him.
I just have to see for myself.
She storms away. Deuce chases after her. As he runs across the lobby, he collides with the bellhop and his luggage cart. Deuce staggers and stops.
Kate!
Later, Deuce trudges towards Antoine's apartment. Deuce looks down to see the aquarium with the name Kate in white coral sitting in front of the door. Deuce closes his eyes, then looks up. Daytime at a beachfront cafe, a disheveled Fowler shoves a waiter as he approaches Deuce's table.
What? How's Elaine? You know, your wife.
Fowler picks him up and shoves him on the table.
This wasn't about some black book. Your wife was a customer of Antoine's, wasn't she?
That son of a bitch is going down, and you're gonna join him!
He lets go of Deuce and storms off.
How's that gonna fix your marriage?
Fowler stops, breathing heavily. He slowly turns around.
Look, I lost someone that I love too.
Deuce shakes his head and sits back down.
You know why she did this?
Fowler comes back.
You wanna know why she went outside our marriage? It's because of my dick, man. I mean, that's the reason. It's my dick.
Take it easy.
Deuce stands.
You're saying your wife cheated on you because your penis is too small?
It's not too small. It's too thin, okay? My dick is too thin.
I got a thin dick. Can you keep it down? I'd like to come back here someday.
Everybody knows that it's with, that gives sexual gratification. I've read it. Cosmo, Red Book, you name it. What am I supposed to do? I got the thinnest penis in the world. I mean, here, it's like a Twizzler. Look.
No, stop that. Look, sit down.
Deuce pushes him into a seat.
It's not your dick. It's you.
Tone you up. You painted it silver and twisted it on the end. It looked like a kickstand.
He tosses his gun on the table.
If man-whoring has taught me anything, it's that most women are as unhappy with their entire body as you are with your small penis.
Thin penis.
Or whatever. While you're worried about your penis...
Thin penis.
Women are worried about their height, their weight, their giant feet, the stream of obscenities that could burst through their mouth at any second. If you make a woman feel good about herself, it really doesn't matter what's wrong with you.
Fowler shifts, then leans in closer.
Even if it's really, really thin, we're talking spaghetti stick.
Deuce looks down thoughtfully.
Tell you what. Every time you're feeling self-conscious about your thin dick, say something nice to make your woman feel sexy.
Is that it? Is that all it is?
Deuce shifts his eyes.
There is one other thing.
At Antoine's, Elaine sits in a chair. Wearing robes, Deuce and Fowler sashay together out of a room. They open the robes, revealing matching studded black briefs. They fling the robes to the floor and dance sexily. Elaine smiles, nodding and rubbing the arms of the chair. Later, on Antoine's deck.
Yes, sir.
Deuce wears his robe.
You sure there isn't anything you can do?
Fowler, phone to an ear, wears his.
Yes, sir, I understand.
He nods, closes the phone, and drops his shoulders before turning around. He walks over to Deuce.
Listen, I really appreciate you helping me. I guess I misjudged you. Anyway, I got you up the hook.
Why am I still worried?
You gotta give him TJ.
I can't do that.
You got no choice. I've been working on this case for 3 months. Boss says somebody's got to be arrested.
But TJ's my friend.
You're serious, Deuce. Look, I don't like it. But it's either you or him.
Deuce looks away in a courtroom.
Your Honor, sex for money is morally reprehensible. Mr. Bigelow has compounded this crime by refusing to name his he-pimp. Therefore, we ask for the maximum term for each of the 5 counts of prostitution.
Deuce, wearing a tie, sits next to his attorney. People in the courtroom start and look around. A glass of water bounces on a table. Busting through the doors, Jabba in a bright red dress and hat sashays in. She pauses to wipe her mouth and gives Deuce a wave. Deuce glances over his shoulder at a blonde man with an oddly pale complexion. He turns forward, then, eyes wide, does a double take. TJ in a blonde wig winks and gives him a thumbs up. Deuce smiles and shakes his head. Now, Jabba sits in the witness box.
We never had sex. We talked about it. Well, I talked about it. But Deuce never took advantage of me. He should have. But he's my friend. He made me realize that I wasn't just some hot babe with huge tits, even though I am. Oh, and he also got me walking again.
She takes out a pudding cup and a spoon and starts eating ravenously. Now Tina sits in the box, head out of frame.
Deuce and I never had sex. It was physically impossible.
Freak!
It's true, I paid him money to be with him. And I'd do it again because he made me feel good about myself.
Behemoth!
The bailiff speaks from the side of his mouth, then gives an innocent look.
And no one ever touched my feet before.
That's a huge bitch!
Deuce and his attorney look around.
Deuce taught me to be comfortable with who I am. Thank you, Deuce. Yes!
Everyone startles. Ruth smiles. The judge speaks.
These are very serious charges, Mr. Bigelow. I just have one question to ask you. During your entire stint as a he-whore, did you have sex with anyone?
Standing next to his lawyer, Deuce looks at the judge.
Yes, Your Honor.
Sitting in the courtroom, Bob looks at his son.
Just one woman.
Deuce stares ahead thoughtfully.
And I'm in love with her.
Fowler nods sympathetically.
Order. Order, please. This is very important, Mr. Bigelow. Did she pay you for sex?
All eyes turn to Deuce, who shakes his head.
No.
The judge throws up his hands.
Case dismissed.
Bob, Jabba, TJ, and Fowler smile. Yes. Bob and Fowler congratulate him and then head for the exit, leaving Deuce standing alone. He stares ahead sullenly and blinks in the hair transplant office.
These shots will deaden the nerve area where your hair transplants will be.
He injects a syringe into a patient.
There. That should do it. Nurse, would you please remove our donor hair? I'll be back in a minute.
As he leaves, Kate steps forward, picking up a hammer and chisel. She places the chisel to the back of the patient's head and strikes it with the hammer. The patient's head starts to lift.
Mr. Johnson, please just slide back down now. Oh my God, Deuce!
Kate. Listen to me.
What are you doing here?
It's the only way I could get you to see me.
Deuce, it's over between us.
Eyes rolled up and his face numbed, he gets off the table.
Listen, those shots hurt like hell. Could you at least hear me out?
Well, I don't know how much you charge by the hour, but you have 1 minute.
Okay, I deserve that.
Drool spills from his lips and down his chin.
I should have told you right from the start. I was afraid.
Afraid of what?
Afraid that a girl as wonderful as you could ever fall for a guy who cleans fish tanks. Because that's who I really am. This whole gigolo thing was just a mistake. But I'm glad it happened. Because I never would have met you. I never would have known what love was. I'm sorry. I'm not perfect.
Kate's face softens.
I'm not perfect either.
She wipes the drool from his mouth.
Yes, you are. You're perfect in every way. I knew it the moment I met you.
Kate's eyes glisten. Deuce unfolds an envelope and reads off of it.
Kate, you have a smile that could melt an iceberg. Your lips are as sweet as honey. You may only have one leg, but it's the most beautiful leg in the world.
Deuce's numbed face barely moves. She kisses him. Deuce's eyes slowly open.
Are you kissing me? Because I can't feel a thing.
At the airport, Antoine arrives at the gate. In Antoine's apartment, Deuce works on the tank water as his friends clean up.
I've never done this in 12 hours before, and I'm not responsible if the seals leak, Deuce.
Ruth varnishes cabinets.
Shit! Shit, cabinet!
Carol, helmet on and duster in hand, sleeps on the floor. Meanwhile, a man stamps Antoine's passport. He takes it and saunters away, in his apartment.
Come on, Deuce, he put the fish in the tank already.
Antoine's plane landed 20 minutes ago.
Deuce checks his watch.
I think we're gonna be okay.
A large hand on his chest stops Antoine mid-stride.
Could you step this way, please?
In an airport security uniform, Tina blocks him.
Is it time to put the big guy in yet?
Fowler holds the blender jar.
Give him another minute. Temperature's not right.
Birgitta reaches into the freezer. In an interrogation room, Antoine stands naked, hands up against the wall. Tina snaps on a rubber glove and approaches him.
Spread them again, please.
Antoine's eyes widen. The lionfish swims in the blender jar.
Okay, we can put the last fish in.
Looks like you pulled it off, kid.
Time for some tequila!
Everyone turns in horror to Birgitta, who spins around with the blender jar, now filled with a swirly brown liquid.
Margaritas, anybody?
Deuce runs full stride past a mural depicting sailboats on a lake with mountains in the background. Gritting his teeth, Antoine walks stiffly to a cab. Deuce runs past a cafe as Antoine rides in the cab. Deuce slows in front of the tropical fish store and busts through the door. He runs up to Allison at the counter.
I need Chinese tail bar lionfish.
She scoops a lionfish into a bag.
700, 800.
Where'd you get all that money?
Friends.
Yeah, right.
Deuce exits.
Anything else?
He comes right back in.
On second thought, you better give me some of those sea snails.
Turning, Allison rolls her eyes. Deuce purses his lips and nods. Allison's breasts enter the water. Antoine's cab pulls into his driveway as Deuce, holding the fish, jumps the hedges, lands, and rolls to his feet. Antoine grabs his luggage as Deuce runs through the building's corridor. He disappears into the apartment as Antoine enters the hallway. Deuce dumps the lionfish into the aquarium and turns to see Antoine already inside. TJ pulls Birgitta into a closet.
So, how was your trip?
Pretty good. Got about 3 hours ago.
Yeah? What happened?
Don't want to talk about it.
In the kitchen, Kate spots the full blender jar on the counter.
Place looks good.
Kate ducks as Antoine surveys the apartment.
Good to be home.
Well, I should take off so you can relax.
Something you're not telling me.
Deuce halts. Antoine approaches, eyes unblinking.
Yeah. I put your mail on the nightstand.
Antoine nods and looks around the apartment again.
Right.
He spots the blender jar with the brown liquid in it and moves toward it, pointing.
What the hell is this?
A chocolate margarita?
Kate hides.
You've been having a party?
It was more like a welcome home thing, really.
Antoine relaxes and nods.
I wish I could really use one right now.
He picks up the blender, sniffs it, and drinks. Deuce looks at him in horror. Antoine swallows and tilts his head.
Spicy.
He sets it on the counter.
I should probably go.
My fish.
Antoine moves to the aquarium.
It looks smaller.
Deuce swallows, then steps toward him.
Sometimes when they're sick, they'll shrink.
Antoine turns from Deuce and taps the glass.
Hey, fishy, 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 fishy. Hey, fishy, 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 fishy.
Hey, fishy. Deuce's eyes widen. Antoine moves from the aquarium. They turn at the sound. The front pane of the glass aquarium bursts. Water gushes forth and flows all over the floor, past Deuce and Antoine, and soaking Kate in the kitchen. Antoine takes a few tentative steps forward.
I did man whore for a little bit, but none of your clients, none of them. I know an aquarium guy who can fix all of this. He's a little expensive.
Antoine grabs an axe. Kate tosses Deuce her prosthetic leg. He catches it as Antoine swings his axe. He brings it down on Deuce, who blocks it with the leg. He swings from the side and Deuce parries again. He spins the other way and Deuce knocks off the head of the axe, then holds her leg in attack position. Kate blinks, mouth open. Antoine goes to his wall of weapons. He grabs a knife and throws it at Deuce. Feet planted, Deuce leans backward, parallel to the floor. As Antoine throws more daggers, Deuce hovers midair, moving to avoid the projectiles. Deuce springs upright. His eyes grow wide as Antoine grabs the crossbow and aims it at him.
Deuce!
No! Antoine fires. Jabba steps in front of Deuce and the bolt hits her mid-chest. With a pained expression, she reaches down and pulls the arrow out. Attached at the end is a roasted chicken. She shoots Antoine an angry look, puts the chicken to her mouth, and takes a bite. Fowler steps out.
Hey! Tough guy. What do you think of this?
He flips his badge out in front of his crotch.
You're busted.
Their clothing half off, Birgitta and TJ come out of the closet.
What's going on out here?
Birgitta's eyes widen.
I can see.
She turns to TJ.
You're black. I knew it.
Kate wraps her arms around Deuce. The picture freezes and a circle closes in around them. Words appear. The end. The circle fades to black. The woman with the German tourist fetish smiles as a shirtless Bob Bigelow wears suspenders, red shorts, and a camera around his neck. Words appear. Bob Bigelow is now a full-time man whore and earns almost $7 per week. Ruth stands up next to a priest and shouts, knocking her drink on him. Words appear. Ruth opened a school for Tourette syndrome, the dick-lick shitballs academy for girls. Carol lies asleep on the beach wearing a helmet. Words appear. Inspired by Deuce, Carol finally took her dream vacation to the top of the Eiffel Tower. She will be missed. Smiling, Jabba waves her fingers. Words appear. After extensive liposuction, Fluisa changed her name to Naomi and is currently one of Victoria's Secret's top models. She reaches out with her hand and rubs it lovingly over a sucking pig. Antoine sits in an orange jumpsuit and chains as Tina, head out of frame, rubs his neck. Words appear. Antoine the Gigolo plus Tina the Giant equals really tall and hairy kids. TJ talks to Deuce on the beach. TJ became the star of a hit sitcom, hanging with Mr. Manpin. The bartender with the pink shirt holds a swizzle stick. Words appear. Norm MacDonald only worked on this movie for one day. Deuce sits as Kate hugs him from behind. They kiss. Words appear. Deuce and Kate were married and started a radical anti-sushi resistance movement. They lived happily ever after. Deuce and Kate run toward the water. Words appear. Only one fish was harmed in the making of this film. Kate jumps into Deuce's arms. More words appear, but he's better now. Deuce and Kate fall to the sand. Fade to black. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Disney. Voice by KG Tang.